You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Rishi K. I'm your host, and this podcast is all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. Today's podcast is going to be about an investment every Indian has in their home. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, every one of us has this in some small measure and pleasure. Most Indian families literally wear this investment as a badge of pride and honor. That's right, we're talking about gold here. And today we're going to take a look at the do's and don'ts of investing in gold. Gold keeps making news all the time. It's either in the news because sales have spiked up on account of some festival, or sales have spiked up because of wedding season, or recently when gold sales went up because of demonetization. That's another reason why gold prices go up when people think that the stock markets are going to fall. So, I'll tell you what, just for a lark, I checked out gold prices since the start of this year. In January, that's 45 days ago, gold was trading at almost 32,000 rupees per 10 grams. On Friday, February 15th, it was almost 33,400 rupees, and that got my spider sense tingling, and I decided to call in an expert to educate us on gold and how we can invest in it. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. In today's episode, we're going to look at gold. Why should we invest in it? How should we invest in it? And what should we not do while investing in it? Gold is not just a pretty face, you know. Our guest for today is making his second appearance on the show. It's Mr. Harsh Rungta. Harsh is a chartered accountant by qualification and SEBI-registered investment advisor by profession. A veteran in the personal finance industry, he's conducted more than 50 investor awareness programs across the country. He co-founded Apna Paisa in 2000 in partnership with other accomplished industry professionals. Harsh has been a columnist in leading Indian newspapers. He also routinely answers queries on popular TV channels and websites. Welcome back onto the show, Harsh. It's an absolute pleasure. And might I add, I really enjoyed the last recording with you.
I did too. It's a real pleasure, Rishi.
Let's start with the sudden rise in the price of gold. Does this theory really hold water, that gold goes up when stock markets are about to go down? Should we be looking at investing in gold now, Harsh?
So two parts to that question. One is, does gold, is it inversely related to the stock markets, and is this a good time to buy gold? The first part, to a certain extent, gold is seen as a safe investment. And so when risk averseness rises in the market, there is a rise in demand for gold and the price goes up. Generally, today in the world, we see, and including in India, a little bit of risk averseness, and therefore you see a spike up in the price of gold. So yes, it is inversely related to a certain extent, but not always. Second, is this the right time to buy gold? I think this is the same class of question. Is this the right time to buy equity? I think the real question should be, what portion of your investment should be in gold? What portion should be in equity? And for assets like equity and assets like gold, where the prices go up and down, one must invest systematically. One must not try to time it. I don't think anybody can ever time it to perfection. So gold, definitely you should have some portion of your portfolio in gold. In my opinion, a small portion, 5%. Maybe if somebody is very bullish, maybe 10%. So it should be part of your portfolio and it should be built systematically.
Now, most Indians buy gold, invest in gold out of emotion. There's no doubt about that. But the question remains, is that the right way to go about it, Harsh?
So I think when you say emotional buying, you are talking of gold being bought for the purpose of social occasions, for gifting it to loved ones on the occasion of marriage or other such social occasions. I would not really call that investing. That's consumption. Because I think the price of that particular piece of jewelry is not just going to be the gold inherent price, but also the emotions that you invest in it. So I think over time, and you're not really going to sell it in the future. So I think very clearly that's not an investment, and no investment should be emotional. So I think we should segregate consumption of gold and investment in gold. That is what I would strongly recommend.
What is a gold ETF? And after explaining what a gold ETF is, I'd like you, Harsh, to take us through the steps we should take while investing in those gold ETFs.
So I think gold ETFs is where a number of investors get together, a fund manager gets together a number of investors and aggregate their investments and buys gold on their behalf. So now if you were to go out and buy 20 grams of gold versus if you were to give that money over to a fund manager who aggregates it, say, into 20 kilos, the kind of costs associated with buying, the costs associated with storage, the costs associated with insurance, all these costs come down. And plus the fund manager is also able to use the facility of putting it into the gold monetization scheme. So some income can be generated out of that. I think because all these costs come down and some income can be generated, a gold ETF is far better investment than buying physical gold.
So what are the steps which one should take while investing in gold ETFs?
So gold ETFs by their definition are available only on the stock exchange, which you, just like you would buy any share, you can through your account with the broker, you can buy a gold ETF and it will get credited in terms of grams into your DMAT account. The other way to get an exposure to gold ETFs is to actually do a systematic investment in a gold fund, probably from the same fund house, which in turn buys the gold ETF. So you may incur a small double cost, but that gold fund allows you to invest systematically in gold. That is the advantage of investing through a gold fund into an ETF rather than directly buying a gold ETF.
You're listening to National Stock Exchange. NSE presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. And through this podcast, we're committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. Still speaking to Harsh Rungta on smart ways to invest in gold. Just to round up that discussion on gold ETFs, what kind of people should consider doing a SIP into gold, and what kind of people should just go and buy an ETF directly?
So I think every common investor, as I said, gold is a commodity whose price fluctuates. Anything where the price fluctuates, a systematic investment makes sense. And therefore, I think most retail investors who are not well-versed with how the gold prices behave would do very well to buy it systematically. Even though it incurs a slightly additional cost, I would encourage investors to buy it through a SIP in a gold fund that will in turn buy an ETF. However, if you are a large investor, you have access to specialized knowledge, you could buy the gold ETF directly. There are other things that you could do. I mean, there are other financial instruments. You could buy a gold bond, for example. The advantage of a gold bond is that you get interest on the gold bond, plus any appreciation in the value of the gold, underlying gold, is free from tax. On maturity, it is completely free from tax. So I think you get about 2.5% interest plus the maturity value is tax free. So I think those are the two advantages of buying a gold bond.
Those are some really helpful answers. Now, Harsh, let's hop over to the other side now. What are the most common mistakes that people make while investing in gold? Or let me rephrase that question. What are the things people should not do while making gold investments?
So one thing is, the biggest mistake that people make is confusing consumption with investment. When you buy jewelry, the moment you take it out of the showroom, 25% value is gone. You buy it, come out of the shop, then you go back to the shopkeeper and say, I want to sell this back to you. You would only get 75% of whatever value you paid about an hour ago. So I think anything that loses 25% value can't really be an investment. It's a consumption that may not cost as much as it appears. I think that is the one thing that I would say that you should never do. Second, even when you buy it as an investment, then rather than buy physical gold, you now have various financial instruments. As I said, we have already spoken about the index fund, going into an ETF directly, gold bonds, and you also have the gold monetization scheme. I think all these are financial instruments that allow you an income while you invest in gold and also give you tax benefits. So I think these are the reason why you should look at financial instruments rather than look at physical gold.
I'm going to ask you a contrarian question now, Harsh. Warren Buffett was the world's most looked up to person when it comes to investing. People keep quoting his examples. His quotations are so popular all over the world. He doesn't believe in gold as an investment. But India is a whole different kettle of fish. Why should we?
So not just India. I mean, India, China, I think almost entire Asia. I mean, India and China together constitute the largest importers of gold anywhere in the world. So what is the value of gold based on? I think the inherent use of gold in industrial manufacturing is rather limited. The value of gold arises from the fact that it is a natural product. It cannot be manufactured. There is a finite quantity. You are able to assay it. You are able to find out if a particular piece of gold is a pure gold or not. And fourth, because people have faith in it. Right? So it all arises. The value of gold arises from its finite quantity and the faith that people have in it. And this faith has to continue for the value to, increase or whatever is the reason. And I think that is where the issue arises, that you have to depend on the collective faith that people have in an instrument. If something were to happen, tomorrow if a technology was evolved, an alchemy formula became available, which converted lead into gold, the value of gold would be lost. So I think that is one reason why probably a great investor like Warren Buffett doesn't believe in gold. As far as India is concerned, I would say given the social significance that we attach, I think some bit to gold, 5% in my opinion, 10% maximum, some part of your portfolio should be in gold.
I like that example of alchemy and magic, very Harry Potter-esque. Till we find the formula of turning lead to gold. Very well put. Well, Harsh, they're shining a light on gold for us. He's answered a lot of questions and I'm sure that must have given you a lot of clarity. It's time now for our Wisdom in the Bank segment, the segment of the show that does a quick recap of all points that our guest has spoken about. Harsh Rungta said, don't try and time investing in gold. The way to buy gold is to buy it systematically if you want to. Distinguish between gold as an investment and gold as a tradition or emotion. It's difficult to value a family heirloom. In an ETF, a number of investors aggregate their investments and the fund manager buys gold on their behalf. Therefore, the cost for each investor is low. Don't treat jewelry as an investment. Anything that depreciates by 25% when it comes out of the showroom is consumption, not investment. When you exchange old for new, as far as gold is concerned, you are liable to pay taxes. It might come back to haunt you. The utilitarian value of gold is limited. People believe in it, and that imparts its value. If the belief in gold goes away, the value goes away. Harsh, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I think the knowledge and tips that you've given us is going to be of great use, not just to our listeners, but me too. It's wonderful to have guests like you coming on, simplifying investment techniques for those of us who are not well-versed with finance. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure, Rish.
There you have it. Gold is a metal that is part of Indian culture for thousands of years now, and we've just gotten a completely new perspective on it, courtesy Harsh Rungta. That's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K, for the NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com. That's www.moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write in to us at nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. That's nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrolcom. That's Twitter at moneycontrolcom or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use the hashtag NSEInvestorCast. And hey, thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on this show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.